Another story of epic flooding is on people's minds this week. It's been 5 years since Hurricane Katrina left much of New Orleans underwater. More than 400,000 people were forced from their homes. About a quarter of them haven't been able to return. But there have been some newcomers, thousands from Mexico and Central America, who came as temporary workers to rebuild the city. As Julia Kumari-Drapkin reports, a growing number of them now call New Orleans home.
A silver pickup slows in front of the Home Depot in the mid-city neighborhood of New Orleans. The drivers are looking for help fixing up a daycare center. 20 men begin negotiating with the drivers in Spanish. Soon, one man climbs into the back of the truck and they drive off. It's a familiar scene in many American cities, but day labor sites only started appearing in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. Among those waiting for work today is Alfonso Varias. He came from El Salvador 5 years ago. Varias says his first glimpse of New Orleans was back home on the news. He says the devastation was sad to see, but he knew it meant an employment opportunity.
Se abrió el empleo.
And it was. But even though jobs are scarcer these days, he's still here.
And so we do observe typically a diversification of the population after a hurricane.
Sociologist Elizabeth Fussell studies the influx of new Latino workers to New Orleans. She says before Katrina, you didn't see many of them here.
Basically, they weren't coming here because the economy wasn't doing the things that attract Latino immigrants.
Things like agriculture, meatpacking, or construction. And local residents dominated the tourism and service industries. But after Katrina, 80% of the city's housing stock was flooded. Suddenly, New Orleans was doing the kind of thing that attracts Latino immigrants, rebuilding. Immigrant workers started arriving in the weeks after the storm, and they called themselves
hurricane chasers.
They put blue tarps on the rooftops and started cleaning up. They slept in the parks, under bridges, and even in the homes they were hired to clean. But with many of the city's black residents still displaced, competition for work and demographic change can be sensitive issues. The year after Katrina, Mayor Ray Nagin heightened tensions when he pronounced that New Orleans had a specific racial flavor.
This city will be chocolate at the end of the day.
5 years on, New Orleans is still majority black. But more Latinos are choosing to stay in the city they came to rebuild. The numbers are still small. According to census data, New Orleans is 6.6% Hispanic, up from 4.4% in 2000. But it's a change that's more noticeable on the streets. Makeshift taco trucks have given way to Mexican grocery stores and restaurants, like this one, that caters to new Mexicans living in mid-city, where you can actually get real Mexican food.
Lo que quiera. De todo. Tacos, gorditas, carne asada, de todo, todo.
Across the street, the barber who owns Dario's House of Style says he's grateful for the help of his new Latino neighbors.
Mexicans, Latinos, a lot of the ones, some of the ones that helped rebuild the city, you know what I'm saying, after the storm. I welcome in every way. But at the same time, the natives, you know, should get first preference at a lot of things that goes on.
Things like jobs. But Maurice Dario says the new residents have done their part in boosting business, including his.
I've ended up cutting quite a few. So all that helps me, too, you know, so... You know, because I cut hair. I don't discriminate on that.
Some of the city's new immigrants are contributing to the economy in another way. This is a home buying class, taught in Spanish. Doris Lopez came to New Orleans from Honduras, via North Carolina, looking for Katrina work 4 years ago. She likes the culture in New Orleans.
Mardi Gras, yes.
But the reason she's staying is the reason she came. Work. She ultimately found a good job in a chemical factory. Like many of the Katrina immigrants, she was undocumented, but she's ready to be a permanent resident. She says everybody dreams of having a house. And now, after helping in the rebuilding of homes, she's buying one herself. For The World, I'm Julia Kumari-Drapkin in New Orleans.